Joining us at this time, we have Sadie Howell, who is the CEO and president of Envision Greater Fond du Lac. Thanks for joining us this morning, Sadie.
Good morning.
So we have a couple of things we wanted to talk about. I know Thursday that they're having a job fair in Waupun, and Envision involved in that?
Yes. So we are organizing the Waupun Community Job Fair in partnership with SSM Health and Tenneco, both major employers in the Waupun area. It will be this Thursday, May 7th, 1:30 to 4 p.m. at the Waupun Community Center. And there are quite a few employers already committed. And it's a great opportunity, say, even for the high school students who maybe are looking for summer work, maybe you're going to be graduating soon and unsure exactly what you want to do, along with anybody looking for a career change and seeing what's out there. This is like a one-stop shop. You can walk around, talk to a multitude of different employers from different industries. So it is free to attend. No registration is required. And again, this Thursday, May 7th, 1:30 to 4 p.m., the Waupun Community Job Fair.
Okay. I know corrections is a big part of Wisconsin, and it's National Correctional Officers Week. I'm sure there'll be opportunities for that at the job fair as well.
Yes, they will be there with a booth.
Okay, very good. Sad to say, last Project Grill coming up this weekend. What's going on?
It is. So Project Grill has been, I believe this is almost 20 years that Project Grill has been a program of Envision Greater Fond du Lac. It is a program that we run with some of the school districts in the county, and we partner them with manufacturers from the county. And throughout the school year, students are put into a small group. So let's just use the Waupun High School. Because the Ripon School District actually does not participate in this program. So the Waupun School District has a group of maybe 5 to 8 students, and they get partnered with Condex, and they build a grill throughout the school year. And they, all the way from designing it to building it to making sure it works, finding the materials, sourcing them, creating a budget, staying on budget, learning how to design in CAD, learning how to weld, and learning how to work in a team. So it's a really awesome workforce program that a lot of those students have actually gone into manufacturing and have been hired even by some of the participants. So Mercury Marine, JF Ahern, Thieves, Giddings and Lewis, MEC, Wabash, Manowski Welding, those have been really longstanding partners of the program and see a lot of the value in it. So this will be the last year, and not for any bad reason other than as things, you know, in its almost 20th year, it's time to pivot. And in order for the school districts to be able to continue to partner with us and employers, we just need to make the program look a little different. So that is still being headed up by Emily Wisenin in our office, and she'll be sharing more details about what the new program will look like. Envision Greater Fond du Lac is definitely still dedicated to working with the high schools and making sure that students know what their career opportunities right here could be for them.
Okay, so that's 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Friday at Festival Foods in Fond du Lac.
Yes, so come in see the grills, hear from the students themselves on their projects, and also make sure to head over to the Brat Barn and have a brat and hamburger to support the program.
All right. Last thing we wanted to talk about was the Leadership Fond du Lac County Completion Ceremony. Of course, that runs, from the fall all the way through the spring?
Yeah, actually same timeline as the school district and Project Grill. Leadership Fond du Lac County, another really long-standing program at Envision Greater Fond du Lac, and what we do is have employers, and they send employees, maybe one or two, through this nine-month program. It's one day a month, and they learn all about Fond du Lac County, from school districts, higher education, health and human services, government, nonprofits, and it gives people a really in-depth look at what their community truly looks like. And the impetus behind this program was actually Don Jones in the 90s. And he said, you know, we want to make sure that the future civic leaders, the future city council, county board, the future volunteers, and those who serve on nonprofit boards really have a good understanding of what this community is and what it needs. And so designing this Leadership Fond du Lac County program helped do just that. So there is about 33 people graduating, and the ceremony is May 20th at Hotel Retlaw, and it's a really awesome evening. You know, just so many people have gone through this program and continue to, and just rave about, you know, man, I grew up here and I didn't know most of the stuff that happens in Fond du Lac County. So that we will be opening registration for the next cohort soon. This is another program of Emily Wisenin. So she's a very busy woman this week or this month. And so if you or your employer are interested in learning more and enrolling, you can go to our website, envisiongreaterfdl.com.
Well, Sadie, thank you very much for joining us this morning.
Thanks for having me. Always a pleasure.